31 years ago, I was sitting on Shabbos, Parshas Bahar. I was sitting in Yerushalayim with my Rosh Hashiva, Paishal Shudis. It was one of the first times I was ever there. And he spoke about something relevant to Shemitah that I appreciated very much at the time. But only this many years later do I appreciate the relevance that it has to our lives. There's a lot of different reasons that are brought for the mitzvah of Shemitah. They brought the zecher that Hashem rested on the seventh day, so we rest on the seventh year. There's some who say that it builds our emunah, that we don't plant and plow for a year. There's some that say that it teaches us not to be so connected to our work or to the land. Every 7 years we take a year off and we just learn Torah and serve Hashem. All these different perushim and what the message and the lesson and the accomplishment of Shemitah is. The Rambam, in Maor Nevuchim, writes in one line, Chela Gimel, I think Perek Lama Tes Gimel, something like that. He says in one line that we have Shemitah so that after Shemitah, the land will produce with greater strength and vitality. And what this sounds like to the average person that hears this is that this is agricultural advice, which is something that's practiced by farmers all over the world, that they don't plant and plow their fields endlessly, but every couple of years they give their lands a break. And it sounds like that the Rambam is saying that that's what this is about. The purpose of Shemitah is to give the lands a break. Now, there are a few questions that occur to us right away when we read that, and then I'll tell you the questions that the Mefarshim ask. But first of all, you can do your own research. My impression is that it needs to be much more often than every 7 years. It's like every 3 years. I think the Klei Yakar says the farmers stop. Every 3 years they stop. Yeah, that's first of all. Second of all, if you speak to someone who owns a large farm, let's say, who plants, he will say that you don't let all your fields open in the same year. It's not a smart way to do it. Like, if that's the purpose, why don't we switch off? One half of 1 year, one half of the other. Like, why do we have to create this emergency economic situation? It just seems like the Torah's way is not the smartest way. Now, if the reason is one of the other reasons, fine. But if the reason is an agricultural reason, what's going on here? Furthermore, and this really bothers me, is that we are very, very smart, you know? We created ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know our way around, you know? We're smart. We don't need a mitzvah in the Torah to teach us how to properly farm our land. We got this. We can figure that out. That's why there's a mitzvah in the Torah, because we're not going to chop that we should, like, the whole world figured it out. We're not going to figure it out. We understand the ground has nutrients. Every couple of years it needs a break. I need the Torah to teach that to me? Am I being too cynical, or are you with me?
No.
Okay. But the kasha that the Mefarshim ask, Lamashal, the Akedas Yitzchak, who says two reasons for Shemitah, Akedas Yitzchak was a Spanish Talmud Chacham who was actually chased out of Spain in 1492. He says he doesn't quote the Rambam by name, but he says anyone that says it's an agricultural thing, he says it doesn't make sense. You know what the punishment is for not keeping Shemitah? Gullus. The Mishnah in Perkei Avos says that for not keeping Shemitah, we have gullus. In fact, in the Teichacha, when it's describing being chased out of Eretz Yisrael, it says, "Oz tirtze ha'aretz es shabsoi seha." Then the land will get its Shemitahs, but no one's living on it anymore. That's what the Pasuk says. So, frek de akedas Yitzchak, one second. The reason you gave me this mitzvah is so I can have better produce. So if I don't do that, I get thrown off the land? What's the midah keneged midah? So my Rosh Hashiva taught us something deep and profound. He said the Rambam is not an agricultural Rambam at all. And he said as follows. He said, that we have many different, in our bodies, we have many different expressions of being alive. We can move our arms and legs, we can see, we can hear, we can speak. We have many, life expresses itself in us in many ways. But it all comes from one source of life, that's our neshama. Right? That one nekuda, that one source of life, animates our entire body. That source of life comes from where? It comes from Hashem. It comes from Shamayim. When someone passes away, le'aleinu, the neshama returns to Shamayim. Each night, he said, we go to sleep. And sleep is a miracle. Okay? You can give me all the scientific explanations in the world. The concept of sleep is a miracle. If I rest in my bed at night for 6 hours and I don't sleep, or I can't sleep, I don't wake up in the morning feeling fresh. But if I sleep for a bunch of hours, it might take me a few minutes to wake up, you know. Sun and shines have been known not to speak for the first hour of the day. You know, it takes a while. But once I'm up, I'm a different person. I slept for a bunch of hours. What happened? What happened that gave me that renewed strength and vitality? And what makes the world suddenly seems like fresh? If you sleep enough. What happened? He says the pshat is that your neshama's roots, its shayrish, is in Shamayim. It comes from Hashem. And the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is that everything gets revitalized when it goes back to its root, its source. So it's literally like, you know, we plug in our phones, we plug our neshamas back into Hashem at night. Hashem takes back our neshama. We're like basically dead. In fact, every morning we thank Hashem, Hamachazir neshamas lifgarim meisim, who returns neshamas to dead bodies, because we're basically dead. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Baal Pikadain. That's why we say Rabba Emunasecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trustworthy, that each morning he returns our neshama to us fresh. And when a new, fresh neshama it goes into us, we wake up fresh. And all of our koichas are refreshed and renewed because we've gone back to our source and we've checked in with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a renewal for us. Said Rabbi Yonah, said my Rosh Hashiva, the land of Eretz Yisrael is a holy land. It's not just earth. The land of Eretz Yisrael has a neshama. It has Kedusha. And the fact that it has Kedusha causes that the peiros of Eretz Yisrael are special. And the ear of Eretz Yisrael is special. And the Torah of Eretz Yisrael is special. And this year especially, we need to remind ourselves how special Eretz Yisrael is. Our hearts and minds are in Eretz Yisrael this year. More than ever. And it expresses itself in so many halachas that come into the land of Eretz Yisrael that you don't have in any other place. The trumais and maestros and shmita. And so much that exists in Eretz Yisrael. Not to mention the Ramban that the Rosh Hashiva spoke about in Dora Golding that says that Bechlal Eretz Yisrael is the place for the Kiyam HaMitzvahs. It's a place of Kedusha. He said Eretz Yisrael has a neshama too. It has an element of Kedusha. It has a nekuda of Kedusha. And just like we need our Kedusha, our Ruchnias, our neshama, to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to recharge, the land also needs its Kedusha to go back to Hashem to recharge. And when it comes back, it has more vitality and more strength. Not because agriculturally you gave the land. For that, you'll have to do your own plan. You can switch off years. You can do, you know, so on and so forth. It's not an agricultural plan. But every 7 years, you recognize that the neshama of Eretz Yisrael needs to go back to Hashem. And that neshama goes back and we leave the land alone because it's sleeping now. And then for the next year it wakes up and it's stronger and more powerful because the ruchnias has recharged. So he said, oh, you wanted to know what the Midah Keneged Midah is? Now it's so clear. If you don't keep Shemitah, what are you saying about Eretz Yisrael? You're saying it's like any other land. There's no Kedusha here. Someone who doesn't recognize that Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha does not belong in Eretz Yisrael. So if Klal Yisrael doesn't keep Shemitah, the Einish is Galus. It's perfect. That's Ad Kan. That's what I heard 31 years ago. But now I'm thinking about that. And I'm thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this thing that we need to sleep. It really wastes a lot of time in our lives. No? Could you imagine if we didn't need to sleep? We would be able to have 3-star a day. We could do college at night. You know, could you imagine, like, could you imagine how much time we would have? Okay, people who are bored can't imagine having even extra time. They try to sleep as much as possible, but we're productive, active people. You know, a productive, active person, someone who's making money per hour, he's thinking, how can I get more hours in? Someone who's learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, I mean, Mekayim the Ratzon Hashem, why is it that I'm asleep for a third of my life? That if I die when I'm 90, I spend 30 years sleeping. Why is that? That's such a waste. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create that reality? And I think that part of the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that reality is to teach us something. It's to teach us that if you want to have vitality and strength and hischachos and be robust and energetic in your life, your neshama needs to go back to its source and recharge. Because that's not just a lesson about sleep, and it's not just a lesson about Shemitah, but it's a lesson about the way that we run our lives. You know, I think of Lamashal. Shmuel's here. He left yeshiva a while ago, but he comes back Thursday night. He comes back to join. Why? Because he knows you have to plug into your source. You have to come back. You have to connect to the Ruchnias in your life. And I am sure, I never discussed this with him, but I am sure that the weeks that he comes are stronger weeks than the weeks that he doesn't come. I think it's pashut. Because when you... trust me. I'm sure. It's not a question. Because when you come and you connect and you plug in, your neshama gets revitalized. Eli Bitton this week created a WhatsApp chat of a bunch of guys in my shir that want to get together once a week in the summer for a short shir once a week. That's a guy that understands the need to recharge, the need to reconnect. The summer, we're all doing our things, and people have internships and jobs and courses and classes, and people, we're going to be spread out all over the country. But he understands, and whoever signed up understands, that it's necessary for us to connect to our source. And in a certain sense, the place that we learn Torah and the people that we learn Torah with are our source. That's our connection. And that's a very, very important thing. Many of you, by the way, those of you that are not in my shir, anyone's invited to join my Zoom if you want, but you speak to Ellie about that if he lets, he's the boss. But go to your Rabbeim and organize the same thing. I don't think there's a Rebbe in this yeshiva that will say no. Organize. Do what he did. He got together 10 to 15 guys before he asked me if I'll do it. You know, get together a group of guys, approach your Rebbe and say, once a week, could you give us a shmooze? Could we get together on Zoom? We're making a commitment. Imagine what that will do for your time. You know, there are guys here traveling. People are doing trainings. Today I heard from a number of guys. The guys who are doing internships. It's not just the internship, but it's the trainings for the internship. It's like a whole new world. It's not our world. But imagine that you're having the constant plug-in, the constant recharge, the constant reconnect. It keeps you grounded. It keeps you focused. It's like going to sleep and your neshama having that ability to go back to its source. Many of you have Rabbeim that you left in Eretz Yisrael that were an enormous source of chizuk and hadracha for you. When was the last time you spoke to that Rebbe? Have you called him? I know he's busy, but this is part of his job. Call him. Maybe before Yantif is a good time. Call your Rabbeim in Eretz Yisrael and say hello and tell them how great you're doing and that you're steiging. And when you hang up the phone, you will feel different. When I went to Eretz Yisrael this last time and I brought my son to my Rosh Hashiva, who I hadn't seen in quite some time, I spent, I don't know, a couple of minutes, 15, 20 minutes with him. I was like floating for the rest of the day. There's something about going back to where I told my Rosh Yeshiva, I was standing there in the Beis Medrash, I learned it. I said, the memories in this room, they're just like hitting me, it's so heavy. The amount of hours I spent in that Beis Medrash, the amount of the growth, the baby that I was then. Like I'm looking back at the trajectory of time and I'm realizing the foundations that I got there. It was meaningful to recharge, to reconnect. Those of you that have gone back to Eretz Yisrael after you came back to America know that feeling of going back and reconnecting. Think about the areas in your life where you could recharge, where you could reconnect. Davening is a slight recharge. You have this ongoing dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you leave davening, Oyser Shalim Bim Raimov, three steps back, and then a few hours later you come back and you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm checking in again. I'm doing a check-in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's been a tough day today. Finals, please give me Siyata Deshmaya. It's Mincha time, you know, whatever it is. Then by Ma'ariv, I check in again. It's also a recharge. They say over there, Rav Aaron Cutler, Zeichet Tzadik L'Kadosh L'Vracha. Rav Aaron Cutler used to, like, wait for the next tefillah, like you and I wait for the next meal. You know, he'd be like, I think maybe it's time for Mincha soon. You know, like, it was like this excitement that he gets to check in with HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. The idea to plug in, to recharge, is so powerful. Shabbos. Don't underestimate the power of Shabbos as a time to recharge. Be careful. I know that some of us want to read on Shabbos, and some of us are studying on Shabbos, and you know, there's games upstairs on Shabbos. And I'm not speaking against that, because everyone, in my opinion, everyone is on their own journey and has to take on Shabbos at their own pace and in their own way. But try not to lose Shabbos, whether it's that beautiful Kabbalah Shabbos that you'll enjoy, whether it's a Seder that could be so geschmack, whether it means, do this, if you're here for Shabbos, go shopping on Friday and buy something delicious to keep in the dorm. I don't know what goes on in the dorms on Shabbos. I know what goes on in my dorm when I'm here on Shabbos. But when I was a bacher on Shabbos, I had very strong chinuch about Shabbos. I had a little white tablecloth that I would put on my table in the dorm every Shabbos. I used to buy treats for Shabbos and drinks, and I would sit in my room or in the Beis Medrash, and I would eat and drink and learn and shmooze with my friends. Shabbos was a certain Shabbos chill that had an element of reconnecting and ruchnias. I'm not looking at the news. I'm not on my phone. I'm not plugging into anything else. I'm just plugged into ruchnias today. It's an opportunity to recharge, and it's something that if you could learn that opportunity, you can reconnect on Shabbos. Now it's nothing. Imagine when you leave yeshiva, how desperately important it will be that Shabbos is that time that you can reconnect. So that's the lesson of this week's parasha. V'shavsa ha'aretz, the land rests because the neshama of the land has to reconnect. We rest because our neshama needs to reconnect. And we learn that lesson for our entire lives, the kayach of reconnecting. Hashem should give all of you the strength, the clarity, the ability, the fortitude to keep going back. And sometimes it's exhausting. Nobody ever went back and regretted it. You know, Shmuel might sit in his apartment and say, should I go, should I not go, should I go, should I not go? But once he goes, like, that was a good call. Except this week that I called him out twice in the middle of the thing. That might happen soon. But otherwise, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the kayak to be able to plug in and to recharge.